Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
the put a little
oil in it. Go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Man, Ricky, don't you hear that energy coming through this microphone this morning?
I sure do.
You know it's Friday. Oh, my goodness, man. We are flying solo, at least for the beginning of the show. We welcome you to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. It is Friday, September 13th, 2024. Ricky, aren't you happy this is the last day of the working week?
To a certain extent, I still got to work on the weekends because I'm a DJ outside of here.
But you ain't got to wake up at 5:30 in the morning, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay then. So why in the world aren't you as happy as I am?
But on the weekends, don't you just miss the radio? Don't you miss the station?
I'm going to be completely 101.7% honest and say no. Believe it or not, sometime I like to hear myself shut up sometime. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to hear myself talk all the time. So that break, them 2 days, man, it's so short.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So short.
And I also get a lot of rest too. Like you said, I don't have to wake up. Because what people don't know is even though the show starts at 7, I have to be here at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and y'all got to be here like an hour to 30 minutes early as well.
Yeah. So, everything doesn't start at 7.
No.
It just looks like it starts at 7. Mm-hmm. But, no, but we definitely have a hot show for you this Friday. A lot of hot topics going on. I came across this story last night, Ricky, and Truth Nation, you gotta weigh in on this when we start talking about it. But there was a Milwaukee mural of Breonna Taylor. We know the 26-year-old black woman that was shot and killed by Louisville Metro Police in 2020. That mural now has been covered up, and the irony of it is so unbelievable. We're going to get into that. Also, we set the rule, Politic Free Friday. And so we're not going to talk politics, but VP candidate and Madam Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, will make a stop in Wisconsin today. And as part of the swing state push, they have definitely made Wisconsin a priority. And it is really good to see that. And that just further goes to show how pivotal of a role that Wisconsin will play in this presidential election. Also, Taylor Swift endorses Madam Vice President Harris And MAGA supporters want women rights gone after Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala Harris. Man, we're going to get into that. It seems like they kind of big mad that they know that if they got the Swifties and yeah, that's a huge, huge, huge deal. We're going to get into that. And but before we get into all of that, Ricky, there's still been a lot of chatter about Lil Wayne not being picked to perform at this year's Super Bowl. And rightfully so. I think that the NFL definitely got it wrong, but I also feel like there is some backstory to it. Yeah, so me personally, I think the backstory is there's something between Jay-Z and Lil Wayne. Because if Jay-Z wanted Lil Wayne to perform at this year's Super Bowl, it would have happened.
But Nicki Minaj already said that Jay-Z don't like her, Birdman, and I believe Drake.
Yeah.
And so she said that Jay-Z's taking the blame out on Lil Wayne. But on social media, a lot of people are bringing up the Lil Wayne performance at the previous WrestleMania. Like, do you really want to see this on a Super Bowl level?
Yeah, but it's two different events, though. I think that even Usher would perform differently at WrestleMania than he would at the Super Bowl. So do you see Usher skating around at WrestleMania?
I see him skating in the Las Vegas residency.
Yeah. So my point is, like, you're going to cater your performance to your audience. Like, because you can ask any artist that. Like, Lil Wayne is not going to perform at the Grammys the same way that he would perform at a local club in New Orleans, like a pop-up show.
But in their defense, WrestleMania is a big deal. It's been a last big deal for the last 30 years.
Yeah, it's a big deal, but there's not nearly as many people watching WrestleMania as they do the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, that is not the case. That is so not the case. But people are still talking about it. And I was extremely, extremely interested in Lil Wayne, him finally coming out and saying something. And he did come out and express his feelings towards everyone showing him love. And sometime you may not get exactly what you want, but you may see some things that you never would have seen if it would have gone the way that you wanted it to go. You know what I'm saying? Because with Lil Wayne, if he was already picked to perform, then everybody would have been like, okay, looking forward to Lil Wayne performing. But with him not being chosen and Kendrick Lamar being chosen, it made him and it made everyone who supports Lil Wayne come out and let him know that it was, you know, that, hey, man, we feel you on that. DT, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Telly. Good morning, Ricky. How are y'all doing? It's Friday.
It's exactly what you said. It is Friday.
Wait a minute. We all know what day of the week it is.
Uh-oh.
But you know I'm very observant. That ain't okay. Last night's makeup that you still got on, DT, is it?
No, I woke up like this.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Okay, all right.
Great answer.
Okay. Because everybody knows DT be on point and on time.
You better know it. But here's the thing, though. What did I tell y'all yesterday? What did I say after, like,
you
Kelly?
Did.
I literally said it like 20 times.
Look, ain't nobody said nothing. Like, look, That's somebody that's feel guilty. Be like, look, hey, look, hey, man, ain't nobody keep saying nothing. We started the show on Friday. It's all good. Ain't nobody tripping.
Okay, well, Ben, good morning. Let's just move on. Since no one's tripping.
No, but
look, this is probably what our 1,000,000,000,000th show. Everybody gets a pass.
Oh man, come on, man. Who talking about it? What money? Hey,
the guilty person.
Right. But see, no, I'm just saying though.
Like we had already moved on. You still talking about it? Okay.
Time got away.
I won the debate.
We did it, Joe.
Time got away from me.
And I won't debate ever again, okay, because I won the first one.
But what I did do was tease some of the stories you're going to get to. And I don't know if you caught this, and hopefully you did. I sent it this morning, but I know you're really going to have a take on this. And that is, there was a mural in Milwaukee of Breonna Taylor on Holton and Locust Street. And do you know they have covered it with a swastika sign?
What?
Come on now. I can't make this up. The new mural shows the Star of David intertwining with a swastika. So I know you gonna, yeah. So we definitely gonna get into that.
Well, I would hope, as we're getting into it, as of right now, someone or a group of people are heading to that mural now to get rid of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, that's the thing about our community. We need to respond quickly. We don't need to get upset. You know, we don't need to get online and start going back and forth with people. We need to go back and get Breonna Taylor's mural put back up.
Yes. Also,
immediately.
Yeah. And of course, it's Politic Free Friday, but Governor Tim Walz is in Wisconsin today making another push. And the only thing I said about that was they continue to make Wisconsin a priority.
But here's the thing, though, Telly. I said before, it is, as we are now almost 50 days away from the election, I mean, we're going to be, every day news is going to be Madam Vice President Harris is in Wisconsin. Governor Tim Walz, it's going to be literally every day between now and November the 5th. Yeah. So for me, Truth Nation, I get it. Mm-hmm. We as a professional journalist, we have to report that to you. But for me, just as a human being, it's not news to me because every day is going to be somebody here in Wisconsin, as they should.
Yeah.
As they should.
And finally, before we get to break here, and I know you're going to appreciate this as well, MAGA supporters, they ain't happy about Taylor Swift endorsing Madam Vice President Harris. So we definitely go get into that. So a lot of hot topics we're going to get to this Friday. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We are just getting started on this Friday.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We got to remind you, as always, you can stream and watch Telly and I live on our YouTube channel, which is 101.7. Simply search for that and make sure you hit that subscribe button so that you never miss any of our amazing, entertaining, and informative shows from 7 a.m. all the way to 6 p.m. every weekday. So, Telly, before break...
Yes.
You're kind of heckling me, but that's okay. Look, for those that are watching, I woke up like this. If you are on YouTube, I woke up like this. Don't listen to
me. I woke up like this.
Now, I have to say this because I know that, you know, during our opening, we didn't necessarily bring this up. But, Telly, I have to share this with you because it has been, you would think that everybody here at the Congressional Black Caucus in Washington, D.C. is primarily focused on both, you know, our state legislators from all over the country are here, senators, all type of elected officials. I mean, it's got to be, and I'm not even exaggerating, about 12,000 people this year. And so, in addition, so you and I, we exchanged texts because I met your president, Mr. Richard Lewis, and his wife from Omega Sci-Fi, as well as attorney Ben Crump. And we all had a conversation, really good conversation yesterday. And as I'm walking away from the pictures and the conversation, and Telly, we'll talk about that offline because it was a really good conversation. And they do know you, Telly.
No, they
know you. I promise. I was like, because, you know, attorney Benjamin Crump was on Tory Lowe's show about a month ago.
Yeah.
He's familiar with our station. He's familiar with our show. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he, I'll just put it this way. Then he's a great actor because he had me convinced. And I don't think that brother needs to act for anybody.
No, he doesn't need to.
But what's crazy, Telly, is that in addition to all of these important community leaders and advocates, elected officials, yesterday people were talking about Shannon Sharp. And I was like, are we still talking about this? So I have to ask you, Telly. I got to ask you really quick because nobody is tripping off of, first of all, let's just establish, no one is tripping off the video. Okay, I've not heard one person say, I was offended, you know, he should be fired by ESPN, which, by the way, Truth Nation, ESPN, which I thought was totally unnecessary, they issued a formal statement saying that Shannon Sharp is clear, there will be no investigating or no punitive actions, it is normal as usual. What all talk shows yesterday, because I started to wonder if people all over the country talking about this, along with the folks here, Telly, are saying either it was a setup, Shannon Sharp was set up by this woman or by someone, or it was staged. He knew that IG was live. So you know me, Telly, I was like, okay, well, let me just go to IG because I've never used Instagram Live. Never in the history of having Instagram. So I go to Instagram, and it's like a 3 to 4 step process.
So like what you saying, you can't butt dial and get on IG Live?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was like, okay. I because you know I love me some Shannon. I love me some Shannon Sharp, although I don't love him anymore like I used to because he broke my heart. You know, it's not that I didn't think that he was active. It's just that when you don't know, see, ignorance is bliss.
He told you he a healthy, active male. here's the other thing too, that a lot of people that I've been talking to or that have shared their unsolicited opinion to me about. And it kind of makes some sense. There were a lot of rumors about Uncle Shay Shay being gay. And people think that this was a setup to let people know, hey, I just like to wear tight clothes. I'm not gay. I'm a healthy, active male. And so I think, I mean, when people started saying that, I was like, might be some truth to that, because we clearly established you can't butt dial IG Live.
No.
Like, you can't do that. So, okay.
Telly, no, seriously, I need you to understand this. I literally had an experiment. I actually tried, and I was like, okay, is it possible? Because here's what some people were saying. A lot of the brothers was like, it's easy to go IG Live. And I was like, no, it's not. And I said, I've had situations plenty of times, Telly, and you may have as well, where I do butt dial on a phone, like my phone for whatever reasons. It you know, the screen where you know, just select someone's name is open, and boom, it calls somebody.
You can't do that on IG, huh?
Okay. Truth Nation. Now, Telly, you see me, right?
Uh-huh.
Truth Nation, you got to go to YouTube, okay? So I'm going to go live right now on IG for the first time ever because I just want folks to understand that this is not something that's easy. Okay, so I have my IG. And let's see. I can't even remember.
But here's the other thing, too, DT, that you yes. have to think about. And that is, if that was the motive to let people know that, hey, I am not gay. I mean, there's no better proof than, you know, what he has, you know, displayed. So if that was the motive, but I just can't think of any other motive. Like, why all of a sudden you want to come out with a sex audio tape?
I'm not gay.
The more appropriate question, the more appropriate question is, dear black people, why do we as a community, when a black man is older and just at the peak of his or the pinnacle of his career, why do we always question their sexuality? Because here's the reality. Shannon Sharp is not new to being a celebrity. Okay. Now, Telly, as a sports broadcasting Emmy award winning broadcaster, prior to Shannon Sharp's post football career, have you ever heard when he was in his prime, played for Denver Broncos, you know, Hall of Famer, have you ever heard rumors about Shannon Sharp's sexuality prior to him being, you know, Club Shay Shay and, you know, after PM with Chad Ochocinco?
No.
Exactly. Are you with me? We have never once, and what, Shannon Sharp is what, 52, 53?
He's 56.
Okay, he's 56.
Yes.
When he was in his prime, for years, years after years after years, playing professional football, playing for the Denver Broncos, being inducted to the Hall of Fame, I've never heard once anyone say anything about whether Shannon Sharp is gay. As soon as this brother starts blowing up at the age of 56 as a podcaster, as a sports commentator, analyst on variety of shows and networks, Fox, ESPN, etc., now we want to start talking about, is he gay? Yeah. Why do we do that? Like, we're the only community that does that. Black Conscious, thank you for holding. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, with him, and people talk about his tight clothes. I mean, he's a big dude, man. So, like, most of his clothes are going to be tight. But I'm not defending it. There are some things that he probably could, you know, buy that's a little looser. But why
do we say he's gay?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I don't think that's you equate that to, you know, someone's sexuality.
Exactly.
But I don't know. Yeah.
I'm asking black folks. So when we come back, our Truth and Tech talking text line is 833-212-1017. Dear black people, why do you think that Shannon Sharp is gay all of a sudden because of his celebrity, his amplified celebrity? Black Conscious, we're going to take your call as soon as we get back from break. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, the 101.7 Truth Street Team, sponsored by UW Credit Union, is coming to an event near you. Join us tomorrow as we will be at the Black and Brown Runaround at Veterans Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be music, food, and resources for the whole family to enjoy. Come on down this Saturday and enjoy the Black and Brown Runaround at Veterans Park starting at 10 a.m. The 101.7 The Truth Street Team is sponsored by UW Credit Union. They are here for every you.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly. Happy, happy Friday, y'all. It is Friday. We made it.
Yes.
Before break, we were talking about, and I want to again present the question, dear black person, why do you, as a black person, come for someone's sexuality, come for someone's sexual orientation, when they, as maybe let's say a post 40, 45 year old individual, gains all of a sudden this notoriety, this celebrity? And we're talking about Shannon Sharp. Because after the, and again, alleged IG video, I'm only saying alleged because we have to, but Shannon Sharp was having an intimate moment, and what sounded is like a woman, and he even said, "That's my Michelle. That's my Michelle." Everybody,
even that
is
sounds
debating
staged.
Whether
that's
my Michelle.
Hey, DT, say it again.
That's my Michelle.
That's my Michelle. That's all I heard. I was like, did he say DT? Doesn't it sound like he said DT?
Oh,
look at Telly's face, y'all. On YouTube. Anywho.
That's my Michelle.
That's my Michelle.
Y'all is funny.
No! It was so painful to hear for me more than anything. Anywho, we're the only community that comes for people's sexual orientation. Like, gosh. We've never, ever had a conversation about Shannon Sharp being gay until Shay Shay, Club Shay Shay. Yeah. And I always forget, Telly, one more time, the name of his nighttime podcast, Nightcap. And now all of a sudden it's, well, maybe he released this video so that people would know he wasn't gay. Now, before we hear from Black Conscious on our Truth Talking text line, Al says, my question is, why is he explaining himself when he's a grown man? Whether it is a he or a she, he is grown. Actually, I should have known when I'm reading Al. Al, you have to call in and say that. You're not going to get me as part of your Al. You look at
Telly. Look how you almost got stuck in.
Right. You're not going to do this, Al. Okay, now call in like you always do. 833-212-1017. We want to hear from everybody, including Black Conscious. Thank you so much for your patience. You have been holding patiently. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Grand Rising, knowledge of self and good health. And you look very nice this morning over there in D.C. But why is it anybody's business? Why is it anybody's business? But his business, and I do think it was staged, because you do have to go through certain steps before you go live. They make you verify you go live. And if you knew you was about to get to the boom boom town, you ain't going to be doing no IG and then throw it on the bed and forget. So that was staged, and it's for publicity to help get even more numbers up. You know, once you have a comedian on there that gives you so many hits, it's an addiction. You want that. You want that shocking time again where you can drive up your numbers. But what does it matter what he is? He's a grown man, and I guarantee you people would not tell him that in his face because of whatever clothes he wear. We as black folks will label people, but we'll do it cowardly. We'll do it cowardly, but we won't do it to the person's face.
Yeah. Black Conscious, I agree with everything you said, but the fact that that's his business. Well, he kind of made it everybody else's business.
Okay. Now he's making it. He's putting his business out there. But still, because it was just an audio, there is no guarantee that that was a woman. I mean, we can have transition people style like women. They get the things done to make them voices, to make their voices less sounding like a man. So we don't know unless there was a video.
Black Conscious. Show that Black Conscious.
I mean Black let's Conscious. Go there. So
Black
yeah.
Conscious. Brother.
Yeah.
You gonna make me say some things that But here's the reality. Come on now. Now Black Conscious, you've called into this show as one of our valued listeners. So I feel like we somewhat know each other. A little bit. Now, Black Conscious, based on how many times that we've had conversations on the show, I know you are very intelligent. Okay. I have every bit of confidence that you were one of the smartest individuals when you were in class growing up as a young man. Now, I say all that to say this. Now, you know doggone well that was a woman. Like, come on, Telly. Like, come on,
no,
Ricky. Like,
I do not,
come on now. We all heard the audio.
In all fairness.
Okay.
Come on, his Michelle ain't no man.
I was not there. I was not in the room. Hey, Michael can become Michelle. Marcus can become Michelle.
All right, we going down that proverbial rabbit hole.
That's not the point. That's not the point I'm trying to make. I'm trying to make is what's in his confine of his four corners of his room and the corners of his bed. That's his business. He did something that put out audio. I don't feel that he needs to come out and apologize to everyone. Oops. Hey, y'all, I'm putting it down and let it go.
Yeah.
So he's making it more. He's making more of a spin of it than anything by getting out there talking about he had to call his sister. He had to call his kids. Oh, my grandmama got to know about this. I got to apologize to her. And then I got to apologize to ESPN. Come on, man. Stop. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Black Conscious. He did go on his own Instagram and his own social media and his own podcast to apologize. So if you wanted to hear that, you had to make a conscious effort to go to his podcast and listen to it. But yeah, like I don't know, Black Conscious. You was there, then you made a hard left turn.
Well, speaking of a hard left, good morning, Al. Thank you for calling in. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Well, I think Mr. Sharp should have just said, I'm grown. I do what I want. If I do both, it's my business. Just know at the end of the day, the ending is happy and euphoric. And if you want some, just ask me. That's it. That's all I would have did. Don't explain. But if you want some, all you got to do is ask. You didn't get a yes or a no, just like everybody.
All right. Thank you so much, Al. Al's got me over here blushing, y'all. Thank you. Thank you, Al.
But also, too, here, this the other thing. Going back to Black Conscious saying that, hey, he didn't have to apologize. And Al just said it, too. He didn't have to apologize. Well, here's the thing. This is after the fact. If this audio was released and he didn't say anything, then you don't get an opportunity to control your own narrative. Everybody would be saying the same things, if not worse. Oh, that was staged, or that was Marcus besides Michelle. Or, I mean, just think of all the things that would have been said if he never said anything about it. I mean, he is Shannon Sharp. He can't just have that happen and think that, oh man, didn't nobody catch that.
It's endorsement.
For me, like if that happened to me, like it'd be like, oh man, you know, oops. But yeah. I mean, he shed his shot. He has a lot on the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, those that are listening to our show, I can guarantee on my life and Ernie and everyone else that will never happen to Telly. There's not things I can't guarantee in life, but that's one thing I can guarantee you, Truth Nation. Telly.
Death, taxes,
that
and
will
Telly
never happen
never
to Telly.
Accidentally going live.
But here's the thing. Seriously, never that will happen with Telly Hughes. Here's the thing. He needed to apologize, Telly, Ricky, Black Conscious. He needed to apologize. The only thing that was missing out of his apology was the name Denise Asa.
Oh my.
Asa. Anyway, Eastside Corey, you hung up. Call back. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. Yes, he did not apologize to me and all of the other women, because ignorance is bliss, that are Shannon Sharp's fans. And now, just like I said yesterday, Joe Jackson, I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you. You a liar and you a cheat.
I don't want you.
Exactly. So no more Shannon Sharp crush for DT. Now, moving on, and Telly, I know you were talking about this when we were doing our first segment, and we announced this, Truth Nation, first yesterday. The presidential debate that took place on Tuesday, which we broadcasted live here on The Truth. Listen, we're not even going to get into all the details in terms of who won, who didn't, but I was very clear in terms of what I witnessed. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris won that debate. Shortly thereafter, within hours of the debate, Taylor Swift took to Instagram to let the country know that after watching the debate, she made her decision, and I'm summarizing, that she was voting for Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. She encouraged her followers and her Swifties, her fans, to do their own research. However, more importantly, however they decide to vote, she included in her post a link to voter registration. Now, yesterday, the numbers, as of our show telly, were around 337,000 individuals who used that link from Taylor Swift's Instagram post to go and register. As of today, just 24 hours later, Taylor Swift has influenced individuals, and you want to know the number now, 406,000 people have visited the government's official voter registration website, vote.gov. That's vote.gov, to register to vote in just 24 hours.
I'm a lot of votes.
Swift's endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris for the 2024 election has generated 406,000 people to register to vote.
Man, oh man.
And that's crazy.
What?
J.D. Vance said that he don't think a billionaire singer can influence people. Yeah, okay.
J.D. Vance, okay, I'm sorry. J.D. Vance is also the scrub that pulled up in his best friend's ride on the passenger side going up to Air Force Two. Talking about, I want to see what my plane looks like. Bro, the plane you rode in got Trump on the side. And now you want to come over and be here. So, yeah, J.D. Vance, have a seat.
And in case, I know I just caught this, and thanks to Kyle Wallace for sending us this, it's about to get worse. Because guess what else happened, DT?
Well, when we come back from break, Telly.
All right.
Let's find out from you.
Yes.
What just happened. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly. We will be back to hear what Telly has just found out.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, y'all, it's Friday. It's 7:47 Friday, September. Ooh, Telly, Ricky, I didn't know it was Friday the 13th.
No, oh boy, now you got to freak out.
You scared.
Don't walk under a ladder as if you would any other time.
Don't be scared. Don't do that.
I'm so serious, y'all. I'm not even joking. I had no idea today was Friday the 13th.
Are you superstitious?
This changes everything. I'm very superstitious.
Oh, boy.
I'm that friend. If you break the line, like, you know, like if we're walking down the street and let's just say there's like a cone and you walk on one side and I walk on the other, we have to then walk back and then walk together. Next to the
oh, your anxiety be through the roof.
Mm-mm.
Now y'all know that's a fact. Come on, duh. Yeah, no, I'm that friend.
Gotcha. Well, DT.
Huh. Anywho, I had to process that
before the break. I was telling you something that is almost as big as Taylor Swift endorsing Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. You want to know what that is?
Something bigger. I'm all ears. Truth Nation
big,
and I are all
as
ears.
Big. Someone who has captivated a certain audience. None other than WNBA star Caitlin Clark explains why she liked Taylor Swift's post endorsing
Ooh.
Kamala Harris.
That's nice.
Ooh.
That's major.
People love Caitlin Clark.
And people love Taylor Swift.
Starting to get Swifty.
What?
Starting to get Swifty.
But here's the thing, though. What I thought was so gangsta and OG. Like, okay, so let me be clear, Truth Nation. I have the utmost respect for Taylor Swift. I respect her completely for what she is, who she is, what she influences. And bottom line is that society has always compared Taylor Swift with Beyonce. I'm going to keep it real with y'all because I love me some Beyonce. I'm officially a Beyonce fan. I'm not a member of the Beehive, but I'm a fan of Beyonce. The reason why I think that Taylor Swift has so much more influence than Beyonce is because Taylor Swift is more relatable. And we talked about that yesterday. Like, Beyonce to me is not human. Like, I've seen her lately, you know, posting videos where she's getting her hair done or, you know, she's drinking her new whiskey that she just launched. Those are things that we can relate to as humans, but it's like Beyonce is kind of too late because we, you know, prior to that, if you weren't performing, you didn't, if Beyonce wasn't performing, you didn't see her. Stop me when I'm lying. True. You did not, we were literally programmed to believe that Beyonce was beyond human.
Yeah.
Now Taylor Swift, completely opposite. So that's why so many people connect with her because she appears to be one of those, you know, girls next door. Now, what was so gangsta about Taylor Swift is that she announced after the debate on Tuesday that she was voting for Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. Then she goes to the VMAs, which was Wednesday. She attends the VMAs. She accepts like a gazillion awards and she looked amazing. And her boyfriend, what's his name? Kelsey?
Travis Kelsey.
Yeah.
Travis Kelsey. He was not there with her. And what that said to me was, yes, I'm in a relationship. Yes, I've dated, you know, guys before. Yes, you know, I'm this world-renowned, record-breaking artist, but I'm here. And yes, I know the influence I just had on the state of this country as it relates to who's going to be the 47th president. I was like, Taylor Swift, in 1 week, she just proved to me that she is not the one to mess with.
Yeah.
I'm not a Swifty. Telly Enrique, I'm not a Swifty, but my respect for Taylor Swift, it went up 20 notches.
Yeah. And I just, you know, further reading about Caitlin Clark just liking Taylor Swift's posts, she did stop short of endorsing Madam Vice President, but this is her statement on the matter. She said, quote, "I have this amazing platform, so I think the biggest thing would be to just encourage people to register to vote. That's the biggest thing I can do with the platform that I have, and that's the same thing Taylor Swift did. Continue to educate yourself on the candidates that we have, the policies that they're supporting. I think that's the biggest thing you can do. And that's what I would recommend to every single person that has the opportunity in our country." Unquote.
So Telly, do you think the underlying message was I'm with Kamala Harris, or was it just I'm liking it simply as she stated because Taylor, in that post where she publicly endorsed the Harris-Waltz campaign, but more importantly, she reminded people to do their research and then vote.
Yeah, I think that was a thing of, hey, just go out and vote because maybe she's not ready to publicly say who she wants to vote for because she does, or she's starting to understand, you know, how influential she is and how many people look up to her. And you don't know what her background is, what her family background is. I mean, we don't know what party that her family has supported in the past. So it may be a lot of pressure for her to just make sure that she doesn't reveal what her personal preferences, but to just, you know, use what she said, use this platform to make sure that people go out and vote. But I mean,
that's a great point.
Yeah, but she did.
That's a great point.
Yeah, but I mean, just the thing of her choosing to like that specific one does make you feel like that's where she's kind of leaning towards. But again, I think that you have to take into consideration. I mean, we don't know if her parents are, you know, Republicans or anything like that. So I think that she explained it. But I thought
Truth
it was
Nation,
a good thing
I have a
to
question.
Do.
I have a question, Truth Nation. I'm going to start with both Telly and Ricky. Truth Nation, because as of to date, we have not heard an official endorsement for either candidate from Beyonce. Now, when Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton was running for president as a Democratic candidate against former President Donald Trump back in 2016, closer to the election day, if my memory serves me correctly, Truth Nation, It was around probably early, maybe early to mid-September, October-ish, when Beyonce and Jay-Z, and we can fact check DJ Ricky, when Beyonce and Jay-Z held the fundraising concert in Philadelphia for Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton. And that was their official endorsement of the Clinton campaign.
Yeah.
Now, Beyonce's been quiet. Let me ask you this, Truth Nation. Just indulge me for a second. I'm going to start with you, Telly. If Beyonce publicly endorsed former President Donald Trump, Beyonce and Jay-Z publicly endorsed former President Donald Trump as who they believe should be the 47th president of the United States, would you vote for Donald Trump?
Mm.
Because for Taylor Swift, I'm sorry?
No. Go continue. I just said,
So when we come back from break, because Taylor Swift, after her public endorsement of Kamala Harris, which resulted in 400,000 voters, or excuse me, 400,000 people visiting the vote.gov website in just 24 hours to vote. Let's talk about that. Like, if Beyonce and Jay-Z came out and said, you know what, we endorse former President Donald Trump to be the next president, would that have enough influence for you to vote for Trump? 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. Let us know, because it's getting down to crunch time. Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.